The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll begin with a quick quote from Woman's World. It's an instant awe. Take a moment to leave your worries behind and lose yourself in loveliness. And the quote, gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. And that's G.K. Chesterton, who is an author. Also, Woman's World, was my face red? Feeling daring, I decided to join my grandkids on their new slip and slide at a recent family get-together. How hard could it be? It's just like riding a bike, right? Wrong. I got a running start, launched myself with gusto, and forgot about the physics of a larger object moving at top speed. Instead of a graceful glide, I belly-flopped, torpedoed down the yellow strip, and shot right off the end, straight into a bush. I stood up to snickering adults, a shocked poodle, and two amazed kids who agreed, Nana can fly. Boy, was my face red. And that's DT from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ask America's ultimate experts. Help me be a better listener. Whether you want to form deeper bonds or feel more confident at work, our experts share how the art of listening can transform any relationship. First, focus on them. Park the imaginary car. Mental roadblocks called inner noise keep us from listening well, says expert Lynn M. Bob. The first type of internal din is what's next anxiety, as our mind drifts to our to-do list. The second is the distractions we experience, like admiring the speaker's earrings. The third is the thoughts whirring in our head. Each time a distracting thought pops up, imagine it's a car and park it over and over again, she advises. Just put it aside in the lot and come back to paying attention. You'll get better and better at it. Learn from the best. After studying 35,000 of the best workplace listeners, communications expert Oscar Trimboli has pinpointed a few key habits that set them apart. They all have a pre-meeting ritual to shut down the browser tabs in their mind and free their working memory, like listening to music, deep drinking water, or breathing deeply, he says. The best listeners also use reset techniques when their mind wanders, like noticing the color of the speaker's eyes. This helps them stay in the moment. Listen between the lines. Good listeners focus on what's said, and great listeners focus on what the speaker hasn't said, declares Trimboli. A few questions to help you discover what's beneath the surface include, I'm curious, could you say a little more? Or how does that make you feel? And what does that mean to you? Each question lets you explore a little deeper. And to show empathy, nix the fix-it impulse. When we listen to someone sharing their problems, it's natural to want to offer solutions. Though well-meaning, this impulse is a top conversation killer, says Bob. My husband has chronic lung disease, and at least half the time when someone asks how he's doing, they try to fix it by saying something like, has he tried echinacea? While she has nothing against the herb, Bob says a better strategy is simply to ask how they're coping. Often, people just want to be heard and reflect on what they say. The art of listening is far from passive. Rather than waiting until someone finishes speaking, chime in about every third sentence, says expert Lauren Powers. You might say, you sound really passionate, or can we pause for a moment? You seem so excited about X. What I love about this strategy is it lets you relax and become curious. And pick up on subtle cues. Take note of when the speaker's demeanor shifts, suggests Trimboli. This might involve their language. They may start using the past tense instead of the future, for example. How quickly they're talking or their posture. Then help them notice this shift by asking, what just changed for you? The first thing that someone says isn't always what they think or mean. It just takes practice. But listening is like a magnet that draws out their true meaning. From Good Housekeeping, weird pains that ruin your fun. Here's how to keep three common on-the-go aches from spoiling your summer outings. First, museum legs. You're touring the Blockbuster Van Gogh exhibition or making your way through a shopping mall when you're overcome with that lead in the legs feeling that leaves you shuffling your feet and desperate to collapse on the nearest bench. Why it happens? Walking slowly and making frequent stops can actually require more energy than walking at your regular pace. When there's so much start and stop, you don't get the benefit of momentum, says Jonathan Lokitzer, DPT, owner of Healing Motion Physical Therapy in Brooklyn, New York. Walking at a brisker pace sets your blood pumping and all your circulation going. What to do? Well, you might linger at an exhibit, wear supportive cushioned shoes, hit the stairs instead of using the elevator, and vary your pace to pump up your energy. When your legs start to ache or drag, stretch your calves by placing both hands against a wall, stepping back with one leg, and pressing down with the heel to stretch the muscle, then repeating on the other side. Next, car trip butt. When you're spending hours seated in a car, train, or airplane, your bottom gets achy, your lower back can become sore, and you might even experience a flare-up of sciatica. Why it happens? Everybody's body has a different tolerance for sitting in one position for long periods, says Claire Morrow, DPT, a senior physical therapy consultant at Hinge Health. Sitting can leave your muscles stiff or sore, as you're missing out on the natural joint lubrication that comes from moving around. Also, blood circulation slows down when you're inert, so freshly oxygenated blood isn't flowing to your muscles as well as it could, Morrow notes. What to do? Consider buying an ergonomic seat cushion for long car rides, and be sure to get out of the car or up from your plane or train seat often to stretch your muscles, even if you're just walking in circles in a parking lot or back and forth in the aisle. Exaggerate the walking movement by swinging your arms and taking longer strides, Morrow suggests. And baseball headache? It can occur anytime you're at an al fresco event with lots of sun overhead. A headache, eye pain, and general spaciness. Why it happens? When you're outside for a long time, the light and the glare from things the light is reflecting off of can be very strong and can trigger a headache. In some people, says Sarah E. Volbrecht, MD, an associate professor of neurology at Columbia University Irvine Medical Center. Squinting at the sun can create painful tension in your face, too, she adds. What to do? Wear shades with anti-glare lenses and a wide-brimmed hat, and take frequent indoor breaks, especially when the sun is at its peak. This is a good excuse for a couple of concession runs during the game, so your group can grab snacks along with plenty of water, says Dr. Volbrecht. Bring painkillers such as Tylenol as well, so that if you feel a headache coming on, you can nip it in the bud. From Woman's World, how to lose stubborn inches fast. Your water weight can fluctuate by up to 5 pounds a day, says Stephanie Wells, RD. In excess, the fluid can sometimes cause uncomfortable swelling in legs, ankles, and feet. Here's how to find relief naturally. First, watch for sneaky salt. A high-sodium diet can lead to water retention since sodium attracts water, she says. She suggests trying to keep your salt intake under 2,300 milligrams a day. Most people get over 70% of their sodium intake from processed foods, takeout, and restaurants. Canned soups, frozen meals, processed meats, chicken, pizza, and salty snacks are some of the sneakiest sources. Go for a swim or join a friend for a bike ride. Exercising regularly is a great way to keep water weight from sticking around. Blood flow improves during exercise as fluids are used to deliver oxygen throughout the body and support muscle function, Wells says. You'll also lose some fluid through sweat. Research in biomedicines found that aerobic exercises in particular helped ease water retention since movement stimulates lymph node drainage. Just avoid pushing yourself too hard. Excessive exercise can actually cause the body to hold on to fluid. And last, balance your carbs. When you eat carbs, they're broken down into glucose. What's not used immediately is converted into glycogen and stored in the muscles and liver. And when glycogen is pulled into the organs, it takes water with it. That's why limiting carbs can get rid of water weight. But Wells warns against cutting them completely. The body runs best when getting 45 to 65% of your calories from complex carbs in the form of fruit, whole grains, starchy vegetables, and beans, she says. Cutting carbs too low can cause fatigue. From real simple mistakes you didn't know you were making, bathroom tiles and tribulations. Before your design is set in stone, check out these smart tips from Lane Herring, product design director at Zia Tile. First mistake, you're under-ordering. Because handmade and natural stone tiles often feature varied veining, pits, and tones, Herring says to order 15 to 20% more than you think you need, so you have enough to get the mix right. Cement and ceramic tiles are more consistent, but Herring still suggests buying an extra 15% to make sure you're covered. Second mistake, you're not thinking creatively. Most of us believe the only way to make a statement is with the tile itself, but installation is another opportunity to create something cool and unique. One idea, put subway tiles vertically instead of horizontally, Herring says. This gives the illusion of added height. Alternatively, a herringbone design brings a nice surprise. And the third mistake, you're not going bold enough. If you're redoing a smaller powder room, Herring says to consider choosing a bold tile color or colors. A contained space is ideal for a pop as it won't interfere with the home's overall design, she says. Opt for a single bold color. If that's too scary, mix it with some muted ones. The color and the pattern will create an impactful moment. From Woman's World, Woman's World's Book Club, some best new books. A cozy mystery called The Game is Afoot by Elise Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. A hilarious whodunit ensues in the latest installment of Elise Bryant's Mavis Miller series. After quitting her job, Mavis wants to focus on herself, but she's too busy driving her daughter Pearl around and being class mom. Then Coach Cole, the director of the kids' soccer program, drops dead, and Mavis suspects foul play. As she investigates, she is pulled into a surprising love triangle and a wild suburban underbelly. Next, a thriller called The Woman in Suite 11 by Ruth Ware, W-A-R-E. Best-selling author Ruth Ware, a.k.a. the Queen of the Twist, is back with a deeply chilling tale. The story takes place a decade after the events in Ware's The Woman in Cabin 10. Lo Blacklock is invited to the press opening for a luxury Swiss hotel. But things take a turn when she meets a woman linked to the billionaire hotel owner, and Lo agrees to risk everything to help the stranger escape a terrifying situation. Next, a romance called All the Men I've Loved Again by Christine Pride, P-R-I-D-E. Coming-of-age moments, true friendships, first loves, this book has it all. In 1999, Cora Bell arrives at college ready to conquer her fears and live the life she's dreamed about. But when she meets two guys, Lincoln and Aaron, her heart is pulled in two directions. 20 years later, she finds comfort in her loneliness. Then a chance encounter brings both men back into her orbit. A story of fate, choices, and second chances. And a piece of woman's fiction, The View from Lake Como, by Adriana Trigiani, T-R-I-G-I-A-N-I, from the author of sweeping bestsellers like The Shoemaker's Wife and Lucia, Lucia, comes another enchanting story, Jess Capodimonte Barata, a talented draftswoman in the marble business run by her uncle, is divorced and living at her parents' house in Lake Como, New Jersey. But after secrets are unearthed, Jess flees to her ancestral home in Carrara, Italy. Can she rewrite her life story on her own terms? From Woman's World, some quotable quotes, thoughts on beauty after 50. And here are three quotes. First one is Valerie Bertinelli, actress, 65. It's an old cliche, but you really do get better as you age. I wish I had the body and the face of that 20-year-old. I'm so glad I don't have her brain. Faith Hill, she's a country singer, 57. I'm okay with having lines. I want people to know I've smiled a lot. And Reba McEntire, singer, actress, she's 70. Real beauty means that you're comfortable in your own skin. And if you're confident and comfortable, you're going to feel beautiful. From Woman's World, more reasons to be happy are always flowing toward you. Jackpots, windfalls, and lucky breaks are wonderful, but you don't need them to be happy. Every day brings new reasons to give thanks, more blessings to count, and more moments of joy. Big or small, they're always there, waiting to be noticed, waiting for you. And it's time to take yourself seriously. With so many things to do, you probably haven't been paying much attention to your dreams lately, but they need you. Listen, encourage, guide. You do it all for that friend. Do that for yourself, too. It's what makes happy lives come true. From Woman's World, Peach Blossoms, our summery sip pairs a duo of fruity nectars with a homemade ginger syrup for a taste of pure sunshine. Here's what we need, and this will make four servings. And it takes active time 10 minutes, total time 2.5 hours. We need a third cup of sugar, one 1-inch piece of ginger peeled and sliced, a 12 ounces of peach nectar, 12 ounces of mango nectar, 6 ounces of peach schnapps, 1 peach, crushed ice, 20 ounces of peach-flavored seltzer, and mint sprigs. In a small pot, mix sugar, 1/3 cup of water, and the ginger. Over medium heat, cook until sugar dissolves about 3 minutes. Cool completely. Strain, discarding the pieces of ginger. In a large measuring cup, combine the ginger syrup, peach and mango nectars, and the schnapps. Chill for 2 hours. Halve and pit the peach, cut into thin slices. Fill 4 glasses with crushed ice. Evenly divide the peach slices among the glasses. Stir seltzer into nectar mixture. Divide among glasses. Garnish with mint sprigs. From Good Housekeeping, an easy weeknight, revamped classic, grilled buffalo salmon with celery slaw. This is active and total time are both 30 minutes and it serves 4. In a medium bowl, combine 1/3 cup of cayenne hot sauce, we used Frank's Red Hot, and 1 tablespoon ketchup. Transfer 2 tablespoons to a small bowl and set aside. To the remaining sauce, add 1.5 pounds of skinless salmon fillet cut into 1.5-inch pieces and toss to coat. In a large bowl, whisk together 1.5 tablespoons each sour cream and white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add 6 stalks of celery and a half of an English cucumber, both thinly sliced on the bias, and tossed a coat. Heat grill or grill pan to medium-high. Thread the salmon onto two parallel skewers for easier turning, and grill, turning occasionally until salmon is opaque throughout, 4 to 6 minutes total, basting with remaining sauce during the last 2 minutes of cooking. Toss the salad with 1/2 to 1 cup of celery leaves, roughly chopped, 1 cup of small flat-leaf parsley leaves, 2 scallions, thinly sliced on the bias, and 2 ounces of blue cheese crumbled, and serve with the salmon. Makes a very nice-looking dish. From Woman's Day, teriyaki baby back ribs. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 5 hours, 15 minutes, and it serves 4. Longer if you do it on low. This, I guess, is on something else. We need 1 large rack of baby back ribs, 2.5 pounds worth, membrane removed, and there's a tip at the end I'll give you about that, cut into 2 rib pairs. Pepper, 2/3 of a cup teriyaki sauce divided, 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar, 2 cloves of garlic pressed, sesame seeds for sprinkling, and coleslaw for serving. Season ribs with 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Place in 5 to 6 quart slow cooker. Drizzle with 1/3 of a cup teriyaki sauce and turn to coat. Cover and cook until very tender, 4 to 5 hours on high, 7 to 8 hours on low. Transfer to a cutting board and cut the ribs apart. Into the juices in the slow cooker, stir vinegar, garlic, and remaining 1/3 of a cup teriyaki sauce. Turn to high and simmer until thickened, about 5 minutes. Brush onto the ribs and sprinkle with sesame seeds. Serve with coleslaw if desired. And their Woman's Day Test Kitchen tip, with the bone side facing up, loosen the membrane by sliding a butter knife under it at one end of the ribs, near a corner of a bone. Use a paper towel to grip the membrane firmly and slowly pull it off in one smooth motion. If it tears, repeat in smaller sections. From Real Simple, Peach Lassie Smoothie Bowls. Now this is right up my alley. Active and total time, 10 minutes. Serves 2. I get credit for breakfast. Here's what we need. 1 1/3 cups whole milk. 1/2 cup plain whole milk strained Greek-style yogurt. 2 tablespoons honey. 1 1/2 tablespoon fresh lime juice from 1 or 2 limes, plus lime zest for garnish. 1/8 of a teaspoon ground cardamom. 1/8 of a teaspoon kosher salt. 1.5 pounds ripe peaches sliced and frozen. Or 4 cups frozen sliced peaches, plus fresh peach slices for garnish. 1/4 cup sliced almonds toasted. 1/4 cup granola. 2 teaspoons of seeds, such as hemp, chia, sesame, and or pepitas. Place milk, yogurt, honey, lime juice, cardamom, salt, and peaches in that order in a high-speed blender. Process until thickened and smooth, about 2 minutes. If using a regular blender, process mixture in 2 batches, adding a little cold water if needed. Divide smoothie between 2 shallow bowls. Top with peach slices, almonds, granola, and seeds. And garnish with lime zest. Take a mini vacation at home from Woman's World. Experience Key West with a delicious key lime treat and an exciting romance that takes place on the island. So here's the recipe first for mini frozen key lime cheesecakes. We need 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1/2 cup key lime juice. It has to be key lime juice. Don't make the mistake of using just lime juice. 2 tablespoons key lime zest, 1.5 cups whipped cream, 1.5 cups graham cracker crumbs, and 1 stick of butter melted. In a food processor, puree the first 4 ingredients. That's the cream cheese, the condensed milk, lime juice, and zest. And a pinch of salt. Fold in 1 cup of the cream. Divide among 12 lined muffin cups. Mix crumbs and butter. Spoon over the mousse and freeze for 4 hours. Then unmold the cheesecakes. Invert onto a platter and pipe on the rest of the cream. And to go with a book, The Love Haters by Catherine Senter, C-E-N-T-E-R. In this romance, life gets complicated when journalist Katie takes an assignment profiling Hutch, a Coast Guard rescue swimmer in Key West, and sparks fly. From Woman's World, the anti-inflammatory diet. Dr. Nicholas Pericone, MD, deeply believes in the powers of the anti-inflammatory diet, which he developed 25 years ago. Chronic inflammation triggers molecules known as free radicals. High levels of free radicals can create oxidative stress, which damage cells and the mitochondria, cellular engines that generate energy. In skin cells, this may create loss of elasticity, lines, and other signs of aging. The plan is meant to reduce this damaging inflammation, restoring cell vitality. The results are very visible, Dr. Pericone says, noting you should be able to see a noticeable difference in just 3 days. To try his healthy eating plan, focus on getting enough high-quality protein. He's especially fond of salmon, which I just gave you a recipe for, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce inflammation and antioxidants. But chicken, turkey, tofu, and beef are also good sources. Eat low glycemic index carbs, which won't spike your blood sugar and therefore won't cause inflammation. These include leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, and colorful berries. Don't shy away from healthy fats, especially olive oil, which boasts deep flavor and has anti-inflammatory effects. And avoid inflammatory foods and drinks, including candy, sugary drinks, processed snacks, and baked goods and alcohol. And a creamy spinach artichoke dip? 1 14-ounce can artichoke hearts, 1 10-ounce package frozen chopped spinach thawed, 1 7.5-ounce container of chive and onion cream cheese at room temp, 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup fresh parsley. Roughly chop the artichoke hearts in a clean kitchen towel. Squeeze excess moisture from the spinach. In a food processor, combine artichokes, spinach, cream cheese, mayonnaise, and the parsley. Pulse 3 to 4 times until blended. Process until just smooth, about 30 seconds. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Transfer to a serving bowl. Garnish as desired. Serve with crudité or pita chips, and this makes enough for 6 to 8 people. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed it. This is Jean Latchell reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of the program intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org.